Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Heart of Texas, the trailer park is not nice and dark. Deep in the heart of Texas, Dad drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, the TV blares but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas, here we go.
Hey there, everybody! Welcome to King of the Hill podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Rusty.
Rusty, we are, I hope you got full. Today is Black Friday.
Today is Black Friday.
It's time to hit your neighbors and friends in the face for a toaster.
Yeah, it is. Time to fight people for shoes.
You know, I remember when Black Friday started.
I don't. Yeah. It's pretty much existed.
Your whole life.
For what I can remember my whole life. It's not as rabid as it used to be.
Yeah.
Because now we have the technology Friday.
Sure.
And they start like 2 weeks before and it ends 2 weeks after Black Friday.
Yeah.
So Black Friday has become like this weird, huge
to me,
thing. But
to me, Black Friday, it seems like it starts November 1st at this point.
Yeah.
And it means nothing.
It doesn't really mean anything. They slash prices and tell you you're saving money, but this is the trick. The only way you save money is by not spending money. Just because it's half off doesn't mean you saved money. It means you spent less than what it would cost to buy it.
Well, and the other thing is like those TVs that are real cheap and shit like that.
It's crazy how cheap they are.
Those are made especially for Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
So they're made very cheaply, and they do not hold up. So just be buyer beware.
Yeah.
What you get on a Black Friday. But you can get some good deals on things, especially if you're – the one that I took advantage of the most was always like toys, you know,
toys,
like for the kids.
Computer parts are pretty real good to get.
Yeah.
I built my son's Christmas present a couple of years ago.
Oh, cool.
Off of Black Friday and ended
built
up
a PC.
Yeah, ended up. This is a couple of years back now, but ended up spending like half of what we would have spent to have him a really, really good computer.
Yeah, a lot of it's labor.
Yeah,
I used to, and I know I keep revealing things about myself, but I used to have a little computer repair shop.
Okay.
That was way back in the day, probably 30 years ago. We were selling 486s. If anybody knows what that is, you get a prize. And then I remember we were selling sticks of RAM. They were 256K. I mean, they were
not
big, right?
Yeah, nothing. My phone's got quadruple that, if not
but
more.
But they were $200-something a stick, you know, at the time. I remember when AMD processors came out because we started carrying them.
Yeah.
And
they had AMD processors 30 years ago?
Yeah. And they would get so friggin' hot. Those things would overheat in like 5 minutes. And so we had to, like, explain it every time. Oh, you got to keep it real cool, you know?
You got to keep it cool. You got to keep it on ice.
I think we had one catch fire. Yeah.
When that
we were
hot?
Building things. Yeah. It got super hot. Yeah. But anyway, got out of that business, moved a little more into the tech stuff where you don't have to build things all the time.
I saw a K-Pro on Facebook Marketplace
really?
For sale working with like a stack of floppies. Like floppies and everything for it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I would not, you know, with all this rebooting of things and bringing things back out and stuff, like the Tiny Dream Dreamcast and stuff like that. Or not Tiny Dreamcast. It was a tiny
they had a PlayStation, Genesis. Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo.
Yeah.
I have some of those.
You can now buy an Atari 2600 again. But they're like $149 at this point.
Yeah.
But they do play all the cartridges.
Oh, they'll play all the old cartridges,
and
too.
And there
right?
is a... There's a new game that just came out for Atari 2600.
Well, that's what a lot of people don't know. And this, it's weird. It's about Brazil, specifically in Sega.
Brazil.
They still make Sega games in the Brazil market.
Really?
It was just a big, huge thing. There's still like an independent underground like group of people that make games for Sega still. But it's like just Brazil.
What do you think it is about Brazil? Because like Jennifer Love Hewitt, Please Be On Our Show, which is another podcast that I do, where we just beg Jennifer Love Hewitt to come on the show.
And it does pretty good, yeah.
It does pretty well. Here lately, I've been generating stories and reading them or having somebody read them.
Yeah.
The last two stories, one of them was Jennifer Love Hewitt stops a bank robbery, and then the next one was Jennifer Love Hewitt gets a medal for stopping the bank robbery and then gets to appear on Paw Patrol. So those are...
fun. That sounds a lot of fun, yeah.
Those are the last two stories, and... I just looked at the stats today, and Brazil is almost double the downloads of the U.S. Tell me why that is. I tried looking up and see if there was any connection between Jennifer Love Hewitt and Brazil.
I don't know.
I think it's probably all those Nazis.
Did you accidentally click Brazil ad targeting?
No, I did not.
Because it was like that. It was like the when we were like topping the Finland iTunes charts.
Yeah.
It was because I guess it was Finnish ads.
Oh, wow.
In front of our episodes, like our pre rolls or whatever, were like in Finnish. So
well, maybe I need to double check that. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, Brazil, I mean, either way, Brazil. That's
Brazil
crazy.
Has always loved that show for some reason.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
shout out to
it is.
Brazil.
It's such a weird little show. But that is where all the Nazis went, right?
Argentina. They
so
went to
sorry,
South America
Argentina.
As a whole, but Argentina was the main place they went. There was a guy I played video games with online that's an Argentinian, and when he was growing up as a kid...
His name is Hitler.
Nah, he's actually full Argentinian. He's not German ancestry.
Yeah.
But he had... He lived in a rural area that was close to one of these Bavarian-style villages in Argentina where a lot of German immigrants live. And I think the largest German immigrant population outside of Germany, other than the United States, I think is Brazil.
Really?
Or Argentina, one of those, somewhere it's in South America. Weird. But he lived in a rural area, and they used to have to walk the cattle into town and stuff like that. And because it's a big cattle area, Argentina, they do a lot of.
Is that a euphemism for going to the bathroom?
No. Actual cattle. It's a big. They're one of the largest cattle producers in the world.
Guys, you got to give me a couple minutes. I got to walk the cattle.
Yeah. So he would walk the cows into town, and he befriended a kid while he was doing it, and he used to go hang out with the kid at his house. And there was just tons of Nazi paraphernalia.
Oh,
and he never, as a kid, as a child, he didn't know. He was just a poor...
you're not putting two and two together there.
He was an Argentinian farmer's son, so he didn't, he was just a farmer kid, and he didn't really know. But he said once he became an adult, he realized that he was friends with a kid whose dad or grandfather was an expatriated Nazi from Germany.
Because
it was like a bunch of war memorabilia. It wasn't just like the odd like lighter with a swastika on it. He was like, it was like full regalia,
and,
like the uniform.
Stuff they hang off.
Yeah. The uniform was like in a big frame on the wall kind of thing. Like it was like a huge shrine to somebody's grandparents.
That should literally be a red flag.
It was literally a red flag with a huge white circle and a black swastika. Yeah, huge red flag.
So speaking of Nazis, no, it doesn't have anything to do with Nazis. Last week we got
Illinois Nazis.
Last week we got a wonderful postcard in the mail.
Yeah, we did. We got a postcard. Hank Hill, right?
It is an etching or a drawing of Strickland Propane in the front.
That is a beautiful postcard.
It's got Hank's little truck parked in front there. It seems to be dusk around there. It's really cool. It says art by Timothy P. Doyle, created for Unreal Estate 2012 at Spoke Art Gallery, San Francisco. You can go to www.mrdoyle.com to see his art.
Mr. Doyle.
But this postcard comes to us from the another part of Texas, and it says, "Howdy, Mike and Rusty." I'm going to go ahead and insert Mason there, too. I'll tell you what. I found myself listening to your podcast after you see my voice.
You're already trying to be Hank, yeah.
I found myself listening to your podcast after taking away Bobby's iPod. Y'all sure do a good job reviewing my show. You wouldn't believe the filth on the radio nowadays. Keep up the good work. Hank Hill, assistant manager, Strickland Propane. That is so
yeah, I like
nice.
It. Yeah, I like that. But,
you know, anytime we get something in the mail, I'm just like, holy crap.
People snail mail
care.
Trips me out more than the emails does. Emails are amazing and keep sending them. I got another email to read from a non-disgruntled fan.
By the way, I want to bring that up one more time.
Yeah.
The email we read last Friday.
Last Friday, we did get a response email.
We got a response. We're not going to read it because he asked us
not to. Yeah, he asked us not to. We'll honor that.
I want to tell that person who wrote the email.
Don't take me serious
this
at
is,
all.
Yeah, this is from me to you, man. It's seriously, I think I said it 100 times. We appreciate any correspondence we get.
Yeah.
And the fact that you had a slight criticism about what we do, that only makes
doesn't
us better.
Doesn't bother us at all.
No,
yeah, it doesn't
it
bother us at all.
It only makes us better, and we appreciate it, honestly.
Any commentary that was misconstrued, I apologize personally to that individual. But
sorry for doxing your house.
Yeah, you got to take it with just take it with a grain of salt. We're just here to entertain and talk shit, so we're just telling
jokes. That's all it is.
We're just from Texas. We call it
chewing the gristle.
Let's say yarn, something
stretching a yarn
or something
that doesn't
like that.
Make any sense, but no, yeah, sure, whatever.
Something
telling a story,
weaving a basket,
weaving a basket,
pouring a cup of coffee,
sure, putting your shoelaces in your shoes,
chainsawing down a tree.
You got it. Nut busting a cow.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
All right.
But yeah, no, but again, we do appreciate you. And,
tell me about this email.
Yeah, so we got another email from a nice lady named April. So
April.
A Chicagoite. A Chicagoite?
I hear it's windy there.
Chicagoan.
Yeah,
that's
Chicagoan.
Right, yeah.
Love your dogs.
Hey, Mike and Rusty, I just found your show about a week ago, and I am almost all the way through,
oh my God.
Quote unquote, binge style.
That is a binge.
Yeah,
that
she
is,
hit it with
that
binge
is,
style.
That is like a binge on crack.
Yeah, that's great. I love that you exist. My name is April.
Oh, that's nice.
She loves that we exist.
I'm assuming she means the show.
The show, yeah.
But
it could have been anybody
us,
doing it.
Us
but
as humans.
Yeah,
I'm glad that
it's
you
the
exist.
Show. She likes that the show exists. There are other King of the Hill shows, just
oh, yeah,
so you know, if
absolutely.
You didn't know.
They're not any good.
That's
another joke, right?
It's another joke. Actually, might be a little
don't
more.
Don't do it. Don't do
might
it.
Might be a little
don't
more fact than fiction. I don't know. I've never heard of any other podcast that was this good.
I would now, you know, I tell you not to do it, but I would revel in a little war between the King of the Hill shows.
We had a little beef going early on. Yeah, we had that little beef early on.
Yeah, and I'm still
in contact with all those people. I just everybody got busy with life and everything, so everybody wasn't able to be on. But I'm gonna reach out to everybody during the holidays and get some stuff kicked off for the new year. Let me carry on here. So my name is April. I was born and raised in Chicago, with the exception of a 5-steer unit in Indiana, where I live next to a real life Hank Hill. Their kitchen and living room are the exact same as Hank and Peggy's. Well, that is
they
a ranch
animated.
Style. Well, it is. They were animated. Yeah,
yeah,
it was a cartoon living
kitchen.
Room. But I mean, it is a very the layout and everything of their house is a very common ranch
very
home.
Very
50s, layout, 60s yeah.
ranch house. Yeah.
So here we go. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of the show, and I would absolutely love and be totally honored if I could be one of your episodes.
Hell yeah!
Here you go. Reach out to me. It's really easier to contact me on social media, but email me again and we'll get you sorted out. If you do have
send us a number.
If you do have Instagram or anything like that, reach out to me on there, because communication is more direct and it's easier to communicate that way. But if not, just send me another email and we'll get you scheduled and get you on. But her argument,
and I tell you what, I'll make a deal.
Okay.
She didn't even have to pay the regular $20 to be on the show.
Yeah, you don't have to pay the fee.
We don't charge anybody. That is another joke.
That is another joke. We don't charge anybody at all. $29.99, 3 installments.
We are selling our underwear, though, if you'd like some.
Yeah,
of
we
those,
are selling those. I've got a fresh pair.
Nice.
With
Ziploc bags.
Skids in it for you.
Yeah.
So here's her argument for why to be a guest. I know a lot of KOTH trivia. I know a whole bunch of useless stuff and often shout out answers to things you don't know the answers to or things that go over your head.
Yeah.
Admittedly, there is not a lot of that. And I'm going to shout out Artie on that one because he's going to he's responsible for some of those things.
He's responsible for a lot of those things.
Yeah. Artie quite a few of them so far. Quite a few of them.
Very lucky to have him.
She also has an insight on Peggy that we might find interesting.
Oh.
I was raised in a city nothing like Texas, but not a lot of the show was lost on me.
Sure.
Anyway, you guys are the best.
Thank you. I look forward
to your decision about you having me on the show. I'm skeptical that you could, yet intrigued that you may.
Dude,
that's a Dale quote.
Yeah. April, you are.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You are
anybody
100%
really
invited.
Like maybe a light screen.
Do we need a call-in line?
We might need a call-in line.
Do we need a place where people can call in and then we play the messages?
That would be fun. I think that'd be hilarious. Some type of call-in line.
Maybe that's something we set up after the first of the year.
Yeah,
y'all let us know if that's something you would call into.
Yeah, we should do that.
Where's our buddy that used to send the ads and stuff in the style of Hank Hill and things, you know? I mean, if he wanted to call in and do that instead,
you know, I think
there
were some wires that got crossed because he has a Google Drive that you and I have access to where he posts all that stuff.
Oh,
I'm pretty
crap.
Sure. The guy that does that, Christopher, reached back out to me.
Yeah.
You're lost in a sea of King of the Hill.
It's just, yeah, life takes over. And
just message me the link to that again. I know you sent it to me before.
Unfortunately,
actually, I'm going to look. Well, just resend it to me, and I'm going to reach out. Actually, I'm probably going to reach out to him after this, after we record.
Because
he does have a deal with all the ads on there. And he
I was
posts
just
going to
say, like,
there.
You know, unfortunately, I take care of a buttload of shows here, and so a lot of that's left to you to kind of hash out.
Yeah.
And I know you've sent me some stuff, and I've lost it. I've sent you some stuff. You like, and it just
yeah, it just,
we
it
just
gets
cross
crossed a
wires.
Little bit. Yeah,
yeah,
it just gets crossed a little bit.
We need a like a show manager. Mason, you're the new show manager.
Yeah, we do need a show manager.
Well, that is wonderful.
If you have show management skills and you want to work for
show management
four
skills.
Packages of Tic Tacs a month.
A month.
Call in. Yeah. We have one
That's
packet
a box
of Tic Tacs
a
week.
What choice of flavors?
No. Whatever
only.
I buy. Whatever the store's got when I go in there.
Whatever they have a four pack of.
They had a Sprite.
Sprite flavored Tic Tacs?
They were yellow and it had the Sprite logo on the Tic Tac thing. And it was like, where did I see them at? Dollar Tree. I go to the Dollar Tree for these here because I can't get these. You guys can't see, but it's the Martinelli's.
Gold metal sparkling apple grape.
Yeah.
It looks like a little bottle of champagne.
They have apple mango. They have apple grape, apple pear.
These are kind of cool.
And I can't find them anywhere else.
1,
so I have to go buy them in
calories.
Single packs.
No,
I have to go buy them in single count bottles because that's the only way they sell them. They don't sell
really?
Them in a pack.
You can't order them online like in a big box?
You know, I've looked. I looked on their website, but they're just like crazily priced.
Oh, I don't
There's,
doubt
they're
it.
Not
well, they're
like
heavy.
Reasonably. Yeah, they're heavy. They're not like reasonably priced for shipping because this at the Dollar Tree is only $1 per
yeah.
bottle, which is
yeah.
still kind of high for like an apple juice drink, but,
yeah, but
it's cheaper than
special one.
This. Well, it, well, think about it.
Party juice.
It was 8.5 fluid ounces for a buck. You're
mm-hmm.
paying like $3 for 12 ounces of apple juice if
well,
you get
but
a Minute Maid or something.
A soda's,
so
you know.
$2.60 or something,
yeah,
for 12 ounce soda. It's not a bad deal,
yeah.
I don't think. And plus, I really like
Martinelli's.
Juices and stuff like that. I like juice a lot, so I like fruit juice.
Yeah.
My favorite fruit juice is actually black currant. But,
oh, really?
But America doesn't have that. Apparently.
You know,
it's a very British thing, black currants.
We went into this episode assuming we were going to talk about one thing, and now we are very much living up to that email from last week where we're just
talking about
spiraling
whatever.
Out into something else here.
That was like two episodes worth of spiraling.
But the
I
thing
think we spiraled
is,
last week too.
The thing is, you know, on Black Friday, you're supposed to, you know, you watch football or you,
yeah,
you know, for
or
us,
you play games.
Yeah,
I like playing video games.
For us
on
here
holidays.
In Texas, usually. It used to be that Texas and Texas A&M would play each other on Black Friday.
Yeah.
You know, but I was going to talk about Black Friday real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So when I was a kid, and I'm talking probably 14, 15 years old, maybe younger, because I probably wouldn't have gone with my mom. But my mother and I used to go to, number one, every week we'd go to garage sales.
Yeah.
Because she was a garage sale fiend. And
it's
where I learned to buy and sell stuff on eBay and things like that, right?
You got to.
I used to.
Otherwise, if you didn't learn how to do that, there would have been like later on in your life, you would have been a hoarder.
Oh yeah,
that's what it would. That's what it would have done. Yeah. They would have contributed to your because my parents were thrifters. They weren't really hoarders, but they were thrifters, and they were. My dad accumulated more stuff than my mom did, and it trickled into me. Once I started collecting, I started realizing I only need one thing out of that box I just bought, or I only need two things out of this pile of stuff I just bought. So I had to do like a reassessment of my stuff and like purge everything myself.
My buddy
Melvin. If you need VHS tapes, let me know. I'm purging VHS tapes like crazy.
My buddy Melvin, he's a book hoarder. Like he buys book after book after book after book, and he's just but he's a voracious reader. You know, so I mean, good for him. But anyway, when I was preteen, let's say, Black Friday started, and what would happen is the paper came out on Thanksgiving Day, and it would just be thick, like
all
thick
kinds
with
of
coupons
inserts
and sales
stuff,
and all this stuff, right? And then places like Target, they would open at like 5 a.m. on Black Friday, and so people would start lining up at like 4 a.m. outside of Target or a place like that.
Camping out with tents and stuff.
They would camp out in a line. But back then, when you got through the door, they would give you like a gift bag as you came in, and it would have all kinds of cool stuff
coupons
and like water and snacks and all kinds of crap. So you'd go home. Number one, you would buy a bunch of stuff that wasn't made specifically for Black Friday at that point.
Yeah.
But you would go home with like a bunch of little gifts from all these stores and stuff. It was crazy.
No, that's
crazy.
It was
a whole different
atmosphere. That's how they incentivized it, huh?
Yeah, it was a whole different atmosphere. And then once it got rolling, they started just packing them in and selling cheap crap. And and now it's going on for a month, which makes no sense. I just remember Black Friday being a big deal. It was a big, big deal. One of the things and then the day after Christmas, a lot of or Christmas Day, a lot of places used to be open, and my former wife would go and buy all kinds of Christmas decorations because everything was like 50% off.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'd have to store it for a damn year.
It was like that with every holiday. Every time something's over with, people want to rush and go, like, they'll end up giving kids Halloween candy that they had bought a year prior.
Yeah. The one that I still participate in is the day after Halloween. Those spirit stores that open up, those Halloween spirit stores.
Yeah.
They knock everything down because they're mobile stores. You know, they move from place to place. And so they don't want to take things from this place to that place. And so a lot of times, if you wait a couple of days after Halloween, now it may be picked over a little bit.
Everything's
like 80% off or whatever. I think I bought a fog machine for like $3 one time or something like that. I mean,
that's crazy.
It's amazing. Amazing the stuff that you can get. And plus, you know, for us, we would buy a lot of props and things, you know. I've still got a bunch of that crap. I would hoard props. And then there came a day where Black Friday fell out of favor in my eyes. I was in a Walmart, and used to be Walmart would get these pallets of things in and place them strategically around the store. And then there would be an announcement that came, and it would say, "All right, shoppers, gather around the blah, blah, blah," whatever it is.
Yeah.
"We're about to unwrap it, and first come, first serve."
Oh, so people would rush to it and fight each other.
Oh, I saw people hit each other over a toaster.
You know, there was one time I was at...
And I sat back and I was just like, yeah, I'm done.
This is a thrifting phenomenon, not necessarily a Black Friday phenomenon. So at the Goodwill bin stores, there's a lot of Hispanic women that are there, and they do clothes stuff.
Yeah.
I think what they do is they get them and then they ship them back to Mexico
or go
back to Mexico. Whatever they do with them, I don't know.
Well, that's kind of like
sell them at the flea market.
Well, it's like those
whatever.
Trucks you see going down the highway just piled with metal. You know,
they'll do it with cars too.
Bicycles.
You'll see, like, it'll be like a car towing three other cars.
Yeah.
It'll be literally a car towing cars kind of thing. Yeah. But now what it was is I was there and there was a bunch of Duluth shirts. If anybody knows anything about Duluth t-shirts,
Duluth Trading,
they're like $45 a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And there was like a stack of five of them. Well, I grabbed my hand onto them. And as soon as my hand was on them, this Hispanic lady grabbed onto him too, and she pulled him. And I looked at her and I said, who's stronger? And she just let go, and I grabbed the shirts. I was like, I already had my hand on them, lady. Like, these were my shirts. It was like, well, that's the thing is like, if you resell those Duluth shirts, they resell, their resale value on them is pretty good because they're so sturdy. They're the material, like, they're just really, really sturdy, sturdy shirts. Yeah. And there was a stack of five, and they're work shirts too, you know? So like, I grabbed them, and she saw me go for them, and I had my hand on them first, and she grabbed and kind of tugged. And I said, who's stronger?
You know, Peggy would appreciate a good Black Friday sale, I would think. Because she so does too. Go to the one at the mall, you know,
and she's stronger.
In.
Yeah, and she's stronger. Don't try to yank nothing out of Peggy's
hand.
Even
in this day, she would be shopping from the first day of November all the way through, you know, after.
I think Peggy, to me, seems like the kind of lady that she goes to the after Christmas sales, and she does all her Christmas shopping. Right after Christmas, so it just sits in the closet all year. So by the time you get your gift, it's such a timed, it's such a dated gift.
You just hope that it's not a meat and cheese tray.
Or something like that. You're getting like this dated, aged gift, like not even relevant to the situation anymore.
I would think Bobby would enjoy it too.
I think he would.
Like the old time Black Friday fight for a toaster kind of thing. I think Bobby would enjoy it.
I could see Bobby fight for some cold cuts.
Con would probably enjoy it too. Now, he'd be calling everybody a hillbilly or whatever, but I think he might enjoy a good Black Friday sale.
No, he would.
Yeah.
I think he would
but
for
sure.
But
I think he would want to be the one selling stuff.
I think he would be the one punching people out. I think he would be in there doing that
Taibo.
Laotian, sorry. Whatever that Laotian.
Chi-tai.
I don't even know what that is because a lot of those Southeast Asian countries all have like some type of martial arts that's specific to their country.
Yeah.
Let's type in Laotian martial arts.
Yeah, there you go.
You're
looking it up.
Yeah. Muay Lao.
Muay Lao. I remember him saying that.
Lao, it's an ancient boxing style known as Mas Lak Hong.
Poof, puff, poof, poof.
And it dates back to the 15th century as means of military combat.
Hank would stay home. He didn't want any part of that stuff. Didn't want anything to do with the Black Friday. Because he...
Oh, okay. Sorry, hold on. Muay Lao is the same as Pradal Serey, which is just Muay Thai. Mm-hmm. So in that area, you got Thailand, Cambodia, Laos. I was about to say Laotia. You got Laos right there. So I think that's probably it's just a similar style that's all kind of native to that area.
Right. How many Thanksgiving episodes are there in King of the Hill?
Thanksgiving episodes.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's a Christmas one where they're it is Thanksgiving where they're stuck in the airport.
That is a Thanksgiving episode, but there's another. There's other ones.
Isn't there
there's a
Red Corn
Paste Magazine Thanksgiving guide to Thanksgiving episodes here. Nine pretty darn angry men.
Say it again, Mason. Oh, were you? Yeah. Well, there's
Spin the Choice. That's another one.
Well, is that the one? Which is the one where Bobby is like taken up for all the Indians?
That's that one. Spin the Choice. Okay, that's where Bobby is introduced to white guilt.
That's true.
Goodbye Normal Jeans from season 7 is
goodbye,
one.
Goodbye Normal Jeans.
So Goodbye Normal Jeans, Spin the Choice, Nine Pretty Darn Angry Men, and then
Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving one. Those are the four Thanksgiving episodes.
I love how Hank's got a turkey in a box at the airport. You know,
that would be, I think that would be a good podcast, Mike, there, or some type of something like that, where we take holiday specials or episodes.
We just do holiday specials?
There is a massive Wikipedia list that breaks it down from animation to sitcoms to movie specials. And it does it for Easter, for Thanksgiving, for all the major holidays.
And what you call it is... a very special episode.
There you go.
That's what it's called.
That's it. There you go. That's
wait,
it.
Wait. What you got?
I know that I was going to say, just because thinking on Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I was having this conversation with another employee who works here the other day about just.
Well, that really narrows it down, Mason.
Going through airports.
A few.
You talk to yourself.
And I didn't realize that in that episode, and this was a while ago, I could have mentioned it last time, but I remembered now how they don't go through security. At that airport,
yes,
the entire episode,
yeah, no, they yes.
and they go back and forth, and Dale just walks in,
yeah.
Nancy just goes in with Redcorn.
I remember though.
Well, remember at the
pre 9/11.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Yeah, and remember, like, they start unloading all their crap right there in front of the airport and stuff. Mm-hmm. You'd get shot in the head for doing that at this point.
I think that's what season 5 is going to indicate, too. That'll be a signifier on season 5 for maybe some of the tone. We run into 9/11 in season 5, I think. And that'll set some of the tone for after that.
How fun.
Because there was this huge thing in media.
Steel don't melt.
That a lot of people I imagine most of the people that listen to our show know this because they're probably experienced it. But during that time frame.
Actually, Rusty, it won't be until season 6.
Season 5 ends
in May of 2001.
Oh, okay. Season 6. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that for me, Mason. So what a lot of people.
Excellent producer, Mason.
Yeah, there you go. Like Jamie on JRE, just pulling it up quick. What it is if you didn't experience it, there was a weird thing in media around that time where they were washing out a lot of violent stuff. Like, there's some movies that had to go back and do re-edits. There was some movies that meant to be released that day, and they didn't release them for whatever reason.
I think it's about the time they got rid of a lot of the Tom and Jerry and Speedy Gonzalez and all of that.
They pulled
a lot of stuff
for just, like, a couple of weeks.
The original draft of Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, you're talking about when that happened, they pulled a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm talking about
movies, all kinds of stuff.
A lot of different stuff. And there were scenes that completely changed
was making... and I've heard him tell this story. And by the way, I want to say Dana Carvey has always been one of my favorites. And he lost a son this week
to an overdose. An accidental overdose.
I honestly, I know Dana Carvey's never going to hear this, but if anybody that knows him ever hears it, tell him that he's been an inspiration to me for a long time. He's a very, very funny guy.
Very funny guy. One of my favorite SNL guys.
I'm sorry that tragedy has touched you.
I think he's one of the most underrated from that era. He's really, really, because everybody couples him with Mike Myers and they don't separate the two. And Mike Myers gets a bigger, because he had a bigger movie career, obviously, than Dana Carvey did.
Well, Dana Carvey did
I think he's way funnier.
He did the one, he did Master of Disguise.
That was hilarious.
I hated it.
You hated it?
I thought it was a terrible movie.
I thought it was hilarious.
But he tells this.
I thought that's what the purpose was. It was supposed to be bad. Probably. I thought that's why it was funny.
But he tells this story about, you remember how he was dressed up like a turtle?
Yeah, turtle. Yeah.
When they were filming those scenes, that's when 9/11 happened.
Oh, wow.
And so they all gathered around for like a prayer, you know, when it happened and they heard about it. He was still in the turtle costume.
He's standing there like doing a prayer in this big ass turtle getup with the makeup on it because they kind of did a little bit of makeup on it and stuff.
Yeah. But anyway, Dana Carvey, one of my favorites. I'm sorry that happened. Okay, so we promised that we would do King of the Hill versus Bob's Burgers. And guess what? We're not doing it again. So we'll do it next Friday.
Yeah, we'll do it next Friday. We kind of got off on a tangent.
It's a floating target.
It is a floating target. That might be the offshoot episode. We might have to just break this ramble session off to those boys ain't right.
Somewhere.
Those boys ain't right.
Hey, one more time I'm going to mention. I mentioned it on Monday, but I know that you guys have eaten a lot since, and the tryptophan really, really starts to set in. We are looking to spin a show off, and maybe it's the very special episode or something like that. Maybe it's another animated show that you'd like for us to review. Maybe it's British comedies. Maybe it's I don't know, sex enhancement pills. I don't know. Whatever.
Anything, really.
I would just like to have some ideas from you guys.
Well, there's another idea. I think I talked about it last time. But specifically, there is a website that tracks everything that's being released into the public domain day by day, of which it's able to be released into the public domain.
Yeah.
And because I've been trying to narrow it down.
Public domain's not a bad idea because you could play a lot of that content.
Yeah, you could play
show.
the audio, and then if you did have a video element to it, you could show anything you wanted. Like, there's no rules or regulations on monetization of that content or whatever. And not even monetizing it, just using it without having to worry about a cease and desist letter. Mickey Mouse is really close to being entered into that realm. And right now, from what I understand, I was doing some research on some of the litigation around it. Mm-hmm. Disney is doing everything in their power to extend the copyright out some more to protect
Well, it didn't work
Mickey
on Winnie
Mouse.
The Pooh.
So it didn't work for Winnie the Pooh. I highly doubt it works for Mickey Mouse. Well, I think what they have to do is Mickey Mouse, we might be seeing the end of Mickey Mouse being the hell mascot. It might just go to the W. You know, they might just...
No,
you don't think so?
No.
I think once it starts getting bastardized,
I think,
and people start making crazy content out of using Mickey Mouse, I think they go away from using him.
They already have been. I mean,
he's not really that big. Yeah.
I think the thing that will save them with the Mickey Mouse thing is that is a total Walt Disney creation.
Yeah.
Right. Now, if you're talking about Winnie the Pooh or something like that, that was somebody else's creation.
Yeah, that was one of his
Bob Ross
marketing tactics. Not, but that was actually A.A. Milne. But that was one of his marketing tactics for Disney was he would go and buy these, because I can't remember what book it was, but there was a ton of controversy. I want to say it might have been Mary Poppins. They made a whole movie about the Mary Poppins movie being made.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a book from some woman, and he bought the rights to it or something.
It is so weird. And it is so weird.
Somebody
to
didn't
me.
Make the money properly somewhere, and they made a whole movie about
it's
it.
So weird to me to log into Hulu and see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, featured on the front page.
Yeah, actually, this is kind of crazy. I didn't know it was that soon. So January 1st, 2024, Mickey Mouse.
Really?
Fair game. Yeah.
I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be crazy.
All right. Well, again, we'll take your suggestions and we'll put them in the hopper, and somebody's gonna win a fabulous new show. So send them in if you can. Rusty, you want to tell them where they can find us and how they can send in their suggestions?
Yeah, you can find us at bwaaakoth.com, or you can find us at roguemedianetwork.com/bwaaakoth. That's 3 A's. You could also find these. You can find a lot of our content on youtube.com/bwaaakoth. I would appreciate it if you went to facebook.com/bwaaakoth and joined our Facebook group and interact with us there. I'm pretty active on our social medias as far as responding. With the new year coming, I'm going to ramp up content again. I really slacked off about midway through this year. I just got busy with life, and that's no excuse. I should be giving you guys content as it were.
Mea
so
culpa.
I appreciate y'all sticking with us either way. And let's kick this off, this new season. Let's kick it off really big. Tell all your friends. Season 5 is coming.
Friends and neighbors. Hey, just real quick before we get out of here, I want to feature a podcast, and I want to start doing this a little more often.
Yeah, for sure.
So that you guys know the kind of stuff that gets produced here at Rogue. This is a podcast called Bustles and Bangers. It's done by a couple named The Dangers, and what they do is they read trashy romance novels and basically make fun of them the entire episode.
Yeah.
They have taken a little bit of a holiday break, and I want to make sure that they come back and keep doing their episodes. They're up to 40 episodes, so not so intimidating that you couldn't go and just binge them all. If you get a chance, go listen to that, and maybe drop them a line, because I know they would appreciate the pat on the back.
Yeah,
or the
no,
support,
go check them out. They work hard at what they do. It's good stuff.
They're good folks. Good folks. A little bit alt, but, good
little
folks.
Bit raunchy.
Yep. If you
don't
like,
go into it all horned up.
Whatever
floats your goat. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, go support Bustles and Bangers. You can find them at roguemedianetwork.com. And that's it for us. We'll see you Monday.
Wimitanya.
Wimitanya indeed.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.